Tune in at 8:45 every morning. The Ish We Missed on Hot 937.
My man Ice Cube got this basketball team, this basketball league, the Big Three.
Yep.
I watch it, too.
Yep.
The head commentator is my man, Michael Rappaport.
Oh, my God. He's so funny. I love him so much.
During the game, he's always talking about the players. There's a guy named Brian Scalabrini. Call him the White Mama, right?
Yeah.
So he said, we got the White Mama. And then Brian taking a lady. He said, wait a minute. Not today. Not today. And so during the interview, he interviews him after the game, and he starts calling the White Mama, and this guy, Brian Scalabrini, threatens him and grabs his shirt. Not today. This is not going to be today. You're not going to talk about me. He almost beat him up.
Oh!
He almost beat him up during the interview.
That's the greatest.
Yo.
Michael Rappaport.
Michael Rappaport.
He's all choked up.
We got to put, this on.
Because Michael Rappaport just talks so much crap. And he's so, he's like my idol. I don't know why I love him so much.
This video is hilarious.
I love him.
Yo.
He gets so angry.
Not today, Michael.
Oh, man. So if you ask any couple that's been married for 68 years, what is their secret? And they'll usually say something like, oh, good communication. Not the case for Francis and Rosemary Klontz of Plumas Lake, California. The couple who've actually been together since junior high say their secret is their wardrobes. Francis and Rosemary have worn matching outfits every day for the past 70 years.
What?
My mom got us matching shirts when we were in high school. Well, I picked him out, and we've been matching ever since. Francis says his wife makes things easy for him. She just lays it out for me, and I don't have to worry about a thing. I just wear it, and they match every single day.
Wow, that is wild.
Is that the greatest ever?
God,
I just think that's the greatest. Yeah, that's great. 70. That's crazy.
That's so wild.
Yeah.
And this is some next level psychotic behavior right here. So a 23-year-old woman named Casey Lang and her 27-year-old husband, Jeffrey Lang, from Pennsylvania, apparently wanted to scam gifts and money out of their family and friends. So back in May, they faked a pregnancy and held a whole baby shower. Then in July, they faked the baby's birth by using a realistic-looking baby doll. And then it took a really dark turn. And then they faked the baby's death. They said that he died 5 hours, or after 5 hours after the birth, and even ran an obituary for him. After that, their friends started a GoFundMe account and raised money for the funeral. They raised $550, and then finally, after the whole entire thing, one of their friends got really suspicious of the whole thing, as anybody would, I would have, and called the cops. After an investigation, the cops figured out that the Langs had faked the entire thing.
Man, they want just gifts and stuff like crazy. People are nuts.
Psychotic.
Yeah, and that is the Ish You Missed.